Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. This hymn was written by Jesse E. Strout, and frankly, I'm surprised we even know his name, because other than that, we know nothing else about him. And would you believe the man who wrote the tune, George E. Lee, we don't even know anything about him either. But you know what? It doesn't really matter because we have this special hymn in our hymn book, and it has been my son Aiden's favorite hymn for years. This hymn talks about Jesus coming again. We get to proclaim it to those around us that Jesus is coming again.
Lift up the trumpet.
Boys and girls, how are you today? I'm glad that you're with me again, and we are going to use our imaginations today. And you might ask, well, Miss Katie, what do you mean? Use our imaginations? Yes, we are going to think about heaven. We're going to imagine what it might be like. I can't wait. But before we get started, let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, come into our hearts and help us to better understand how much you love us and how much you care for us. Thank you for the promise that you've given that you are coming again. You're going to take us to live with you in heaven. You're preparing a place for us. Thank you for that promise. Help us to be ready to be there. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to think about the most beautiful place you've ever been. Maybe it was a park. Maybe it was some gardens. Maybe it was someone's house that they have their landscape beautiful and their house is gorgeous. Well, one of the places that I've been that's a beautiful place is called Meyer Gardens, and it is in Michigan in the United States. And it's a place where you pay a certain amount of money to go in, and they have sculptures and statues, and they have ponds with these big koi fish in it. They have big trees and beautiful landscaped gardens. They have butterflies. They had, I think it was like a traveling exhibit where they had butterflies in this big greenhouse that you could walk through. They have paths to different places. They have a children's area where you could play in the water. You could play in a big sand pit. They had kind of like a big treehouse type thing. It was really neat. And it had just this outdoor play area and climbing structure. It was beautiful. But you know what? When I think about heaven, there is nothing here on this earth that can compare to heaven. Now, I think of some of the beautiful national parks that I've been to, beautiful forests I've been to that you just are in awe of how big and spectacular trees are, or the landscape is, or the big vistas where you look out over miles and miles and miles of mountains. It can be beautiful, but heaven is so much better than that. Jesus promised when he comes back that he is going to take us to live with him in heaven. Let's look at that promise. John chapter 14 verses 1 through 3. John chapter 14 verses 1 through 3. John is in the New Testament. It's right after Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Chapter 14, it's kind of in the middle of the Bible. And then we're going to look at verses 1, 2, and 3. If you need more time, just press pause. And when you're ready, press play again. Here's what it says. You know, Jesus could take us to heaven in one split second. Just like, bam, we're in heaven, right? The angels can go between God the Father and us instantly. It's super quick. But when we go to heaven, when Jesus takes us to heaven, it's going to be a trip that lasts 7 days. Do you like trips? I love trips. We like to do a lot of road trips. We don't usually do the big, you know, like 30-hour road trips across country too often now. What we like to do is like 8-10 hours in one day, and then you get to enjoy that place where you've gone. Well, instead of just getting us to heaven instantly, Jesus is going to let it take 7 days to travel to heaven. Can you imagine traveling through the stars for 7 days, seeing the different places, the different pretty constellations? Oh, it'll be so exciting. Now, I want you to think about who we'll be traveling with. Will we be traveling with people who we've read about in the Bible? Well, think about Adam. He'll be there. Oh, do you think he'll be surprised to see how small we are compared to him? You know, we're going to look about the size of a small child when we stand next to him. He was a lot bigger. He lived longer. He was a lot bigger because of the way that the earth was when God first created it was perfect. And as sin started to destroy the earth, we started to become not as well-formed as Adam was. We start to shrink, in other words. Well, don't worry. In heaven, we will grow to be as tall as Jesus planned for us to be. Our trip to heaven, people will be there from all around the world. We'll see people from the Bible, like Daniel, like Abel, like Samson, all these different people that we've read about, we've looked up to as, wow, I want to be like them when I grow up. Maybe not Samson, but what he did in the end, he actually did follow Jesus. And that's what we want to do, right? Yeah. We'll be able to talk to each other from all over the world. And, you know, have you ever been to another country and it's kind of hard to communicate because you probably don't speak their language? I know that the travels that I've done to different countries, there's been times when it's been hard for me to communicate with them because I don't speak their language. Well, that won't be a problem when we're traveling to heaven. We will all speak the same language. I've heard arguments about, well, what language will that be? Will it be Spanish? Will it be Afrikaans? What will it be? And I don't know. Maybe it'll be a whole new language, like the language of heaven. Or maybe Jesus will pick a language that we already have here on this earth and we'll all speak that one. I don't know. But the good news is that we will be able to speak the same language. There will be no language barrier. We can talk to one another just fine. Some people will be with us on that trip who actually they've never heard of Jesus and they've never heard of heaven. And you go, wait, what? How can that be? Well, maybe they were heathen, but the Holy Spirit was speaking to their mind and those people listened to him. Maybe they were kind and helpful to missionaries or to other heathen people who were in danger. Jesus knew that if they had known about him, they would have loved and obeyed him. So that's why he's taking them to heaven. Think of how surprised and happy they'll be. Their angels will probably tell them what's happening. Hey, just to let you know, here's what's going on. And they'll be so excited. On that exciting trip, we'll be able to talk to our angels. Have you ever wanted to talk to your angel? I know I have. I've wondered, you know, that one time when I was out all by myself with the boys and this guy walked up to me and I could tell he was completely drunk and we were in the middle of the country and we were hanging out in hammocks and he all of a sudden just walked up. He was very quiet and I talked to him and I was very uncomfortable because I knew that he was stronger than me and when people are drunk, they often do things that they wouldn't do if they weren't drunk. But in talking to him, I noticed that it was almost like he was stuck there, like he couldn't move. And I could see he kind of wanted to come towards me, but it was almost like he couldn't move. And I've always wondered, Angel, was that you holding him back? Was that you holding him there and protecting me? Another time we were on a road trip going across country, and as we were traveling along, we were in the fast lane passing a semi-truck. And as we were passing a semi-truck, all of a sudden, from the other side of the freeway, there was a tire that had come off of a vehicle, completely come off. It was intact, it was whole, and it was bouncing along, and it was flying at us. Now, we're going pretty fast, and it was flying at us from across the road. There was nowhere to go. We barely swerved a little bit, but we couldn't swerve much, but that tire missed us. Angel, was that you that helped us to miss that tire so that it didn't come crashing into our car? I don't know, but there's some questions that I want to ask him, and I'm looking forward to talking to my angel. You know, our angels have patiently cared for us. They've helped us from the moment we were born, and they'll be with us until the moment that we die, if we die, if we don't go to heaven first. You know, God has given us our angels for protection. In Psalm, it says, He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Isn't that encouraging? Are you looking forward to talking to your angel? What would you ask him? What would you want to know about from your angel? You know, when I think about heaven, it just makes me happy. Leaving this wicked, dark, terrible world that's just getting worse all the time. I can't wait for heaven. And I'm so thankful for Jesus' promise that He's going to come again. You know, next time we're going to continue learning about heaven and what it'll be like and what's going to happen to Satan. You know, Satan is going to be put on a timeout, but we're going to learn more about that later. Boys and girls, it's important that we stop and we think about heaven, because so often we can get caught up in our day-to-day lives, in school and work and play, in sports, in music classes, all these things that we do that keep us busy, and we forget about Jesus, and we forget about the future. And how we live our lives right now is going to have a direct result on our lives in the future. I want to be in heaven. I want to go to that place that Jesus has prepared just for me, just for you. How about you? Well, let's pray and tell Him. Lord, we want to be in Your kingdom. We want to follow You. Help us to live our lives each and every day with that thought in mind. Help us not to forget about heaven or the future or what it might be like, but help us to think and to dream and to imagine what You have planned for us. You have such great things we can't even imagine, but at least when we try, it keeps our thoughts on You. Come into our hearts, Lord. Help us to live for You each and every day. Amen. We have a new memory verse from Isaiah chapter 25, verse 9. It says, Behold, this is our God. We have waited for Him, and He will save us. I want to be one of those people who's able to say that. That is my God. I've waited for Him. He's saving me. Isn't that exciting? Let's learn this new song together.
Isaiah 25, 9.
This quarter, we're learning about the apostles and how they were missionaries, sharing the love of Jesus with others. So each week this quarter, we will have a special extra episode called Missionary Monday, where we will talk to real-life missionaries and hear about their experiences in the mission field. We'll hear stories and testimonies of how God has used people, just like you and me, to tell others about Jesus. Join me right here every Monday for the rest of the year.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.